Good afternoon. I'm Dave Jackson. Welcome to another JPR live session where we get to better know musicians we admire and hear one of a kind in studio performances from the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio on the campus of Southern Oregon University. Max Gomez just released Memory Mountain and has been out on tour this year, sharing bills recently with Shannon McNally. He and Shannon McNally are performing tonight at Kaleidoscope Pizza in Medford. Showtime is 7 p.m. Tickets and information are still at fryfamilyfarm.org, but the location has changed from Fry Family Farm to Kaleidoscope Pizza in Medford. Max, welcome back to JPR. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, Dave. Thank you. Always glad to be here.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming in. You've been pretty busy this year. You just played Sisters Folk Festival here in Oregon. Next week, you're going to Hardly Strictly Bluegrass in San Francisco. How's the touring been?
That's right. Yeah, I've been on the road more than ever. Feels like a cliche to say as a touring musician, but it's really true. I used to say I split a third of the time at home, a third of the time on the road, and a third of the time in New Mexico. But now, I just live on the road, it seems. And I've been playing like crazy this year. Shannon McNally and I teamed up, and we got together on the East Coast, and now we're working our way down the West Coast, which brings us to Ashland and Medford this evening. Mm-hmm. We were scheduled to play Fry Family Farm,
right?
And the weather, the threat of bad weather, caused us to move the show. We happen to be good friends with the folks that own Kaleidoscope Pizza, and they have this big patio in the back that's covered, and we decided, let's move the show in there. So that's where we are tonight at Kaleidoscope.
Excellent. So again, you can find tickets and information at fryfamilyfarm.org. When we last talked, you dropped a thing. You were going on tour with Jeff Beck. You're about to do that. How did that turn out?
Wow, that was the last time we were hanging out.
Yeah.
So that was, and still to this day, one of the most amazing and big scale tours I've been a part of. I was the opener on that tour, and also Johnny Depp was added as a guest to perform along with Jeff Beck, which only added to the size and the scale and the craziness and the cool factor of what was already like a pretty well a mega rock concert with with an acoustic folk singer from New Mexico as the opening act.
I see you're opening for Styx coming up on a little tour too. So what's it like coming out with an acoustic guitar in front of a big classic rock audience?
You know, I might not be physically doing like jumping jacks on the side of the stage in the wings waiting for them to call my name, but I'm doing them. I'm pumped up and I'm thinking, man, I gotta go out there. It's like a boxing match. I gotta fight hard, and it's wild. And I just kind of bring as much energy, and I try to just remember I can only do what I can do, which you know is typically to tell a little story and play a little song, and try to charm the crowd a bit. And so that's all I can do. That's all I go out there, and it's been working really well, even on unusual billings. Such as Jeff Beck, the late great, and Styx.
Yeah. And so how long have you known Shannon McNally? You guys been like partnered together doing anything prior to this tour or?
No, we've been friends many years and we've stayed in touch many years. And only recently have we sort of begun to collaborate. Uh-huh. We wrote a song together, which, you know, by God is like a really good song, and we feel, now it's our civic duty to share said song. So that's one of the reasons we've been touring together, and that's one of the reasons we're here in Ashland today.
Great. Well, how about a song? What do you want to play?
So, my new album. I've long been branded and cast and tattooed a one-album artist, and today I stand before you a two-album artist. I've broken the curse. And there's a song on this new album, which is titled Memory Mountain, is the name of the album. There's a song on here that sort of embodies the way that I learned to play the guitar in New Mexico folks to dance, two-steppers to go out on the dance floor. And it just so happens to be sort of a focus track for some of our radio efforts on this record. It's a little song called Too Afraid to Fall in Love. Two, one, two, three. Somebody told me so. You try not to let it show, but your heart's been broke so many times. Now you're drawing right inside the line. Is this what your heart's made of? Are you too afraid to fall in love? You don't look like the girl I knew. When you're hiding from something true, that's a lie from an old folklore. Lightning won't strike where it struck before. Is this what your heart's made of? Are you too afraid to fall in love? Oh, so they've done you wrong that way. What a shame. Why? Tell me, why must I have to pay his mistake? How I wished you would call my name, but you call me the one to blame. Wasn't I made you feel so blue? Tell me, why must I cry for you? Here we are now, it's push come to shove. Don't be too afraid to fall in love. Is this all your heart's made of? Are you too afraid to fall in love?
Max Gomez is my guest in a JPR live session. That was Too Afraid to Fall in Love. He's performing tonight at Kaleidoscope Pizza in Medford with Shannon McNally. If you bought tickets to see him at Fry Family Farm, that show has been moved to Kaleidoscope Pizza in Medford. Tickets and information are still available at maxgomez.com and at fryfamilyfarm.org. So that tune was from Memory Mountain. It just came out.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, talk to us about writing these tunes. When did you start putting these on paper?
Well, the album, we recorded 15 songs for this album. 9 of them are on the album, and the reason for that is because of the vinyl record could only hold 9 at really high quality, right? So right. Sort of you can't have endless music on a vinyl. You run out of minutes, and we didn't want to make a double album.
Right.
So we whittled it down to 9, some of these songs are old. I've been singing them for, 7, 8 years. And that one, for example, was really new. I finished the last verse while we were in the studio and the band was playing the song, basically. So it's a mixed bag. It's not exactly a concept album. It's a collection of songs that feel cohesive, that feel like they belong in the same place. And the album title, Memory Mountain, comes from a song that I wrote with Michael Martin Murphy that we both really love. And he would play that song sometimes, and I would play it sometimes. And I think we were off to the races to see who could get it on a record first. And I got it there. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that's sort of how that came together. That was just a collective work that came to life from some sessions in Los Angeles.
Yeah. So Michael Martin Murphy is one of the folks you do co-writing with. Who else? Anybody else on this album? Or?
Yeah, on that particular album, there's a few folks. There's an old friend of mine named Jed Zimmerman. We wrote a couple of the songs on there. My old pal Leslie Stevens, she and I wrote the New Mexico song together, which I'll tell you more about in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
There's a friend of mine named Keith Sykes is a singer-songwriter you should know if you don't. And I know you know his songs if you don't know his name, but he and I write a lot together. Matter of fact, I owe him a phone call. We call him on the radio here.
That'd be fun.
But Keith is a great singer-songwriter. He and I wrote, the first song he and I ever wrote together is a song called Make It Me, which was on one of my last releases,
right?
Which is a sweet little love song. Uh-huh. That we wrote together. And this album, Memory Mountain, though, I'd say 3/4 of the songs I wrote by my lonesome, all by myself with nobody's help at all. And then I got a few co-writes on there too.
Yeah, I was looking into your past and stuff, and you were inspired early on by the guitar playing of B.B. King, and I'm correct in that, right?
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't really play his kind of music, but you've gotten into a lot of really good songwriting. Who are some of the songwriters that inspired you?
Well, the songwriters that I studied that seemed like tangible. I mean, these B.B. King songs, like Sweet Little Angel or something, that doesn't seem tangible to me. I don't know. My head never really clicked in like, oh, I could do that. I never did. But maybe that's why I don't play that type of music, you know. But it certainly is my heroic favorite type of music. But when I heard people like John Prine, where he's kind of doing a pretty simple guitar part, you know.
Right.
And then he sings this story song that's sort of relatable and witty and charming and, you know, has that clever line about that one strange thing. Like, oh, well, maybe I could try to do something like that, you know. And so perhaps that's why I've begun to play the music that I play today.
Yeah. When did you start writing? How young were you when you started writing?
I think I started, trying my hand at making up ditties and songs when I was probably, 18, 19, mm-hmm. 20. I think when I was 20 or 21, I took a trip to Nashville and I co-wrote for the first time. And I co-wrote 4 songs with Sean Mullins.
Yeah, wow.
And he recorded all of them for his next album. And I co-wrote with a few, professional country songwriters. Mm. And that really, I mean, what an educational experience that was for me. And, that's really, I guess, when I decided or learned that I could, in fact, write songs. I went and did it, and I was off to the races. I wrote that song, If I Could Rule the World, on that same trip when I was about 20 or 21 in Nashville.
Wow.
And that's when doors started opening for me, and I started traveling to record and write and that sort of thing.
Well, you mentioned Make It Me. Would you like to play that?
Yeah, I'd love to.
It's Max Gomez in a JPR live session. Thank you.
wish you wouldn't cry. I wish you wouldn't go. I wish we'd stay together through the rain and the wind and the snow. Real snow, not the movie kind. The snow that falls and it keeps you on my mind. Miles and miles may come between us, and many faces you will see. But if you love somebody, baby, if you love somebody, baby, make it me. Well, you remember the time when we very first met. Well, it burns so bright on my mind I can't forget. And I'll never believe you didn't think it too. And that whole time you loved me and I loved you. Miles and miles may come between us, and many faces you will see. But if you love somebody, baby, if you love somebody, baby, make it me. Song on the radio, and it stays on your mind every little place you go. Do you think about us, how it might feel to take another ride around on the spinning wheel? Miles and miles may come between us, and many faces you will see. But if you love somebody, baby, if you love somebody, baby, make it me. If you love somebody, baby, make it me. If you love somebody, baby, make it me.
That's Max Gomez with Make It Me. He's my guest in a JPR live session. I'm Dave Jackson. So you're currently splitting time between living in LA and in Taos, is that right?
Yeah, and the bulk of that time I'm spending at the hotel or in the rig rolling down the highway.
Right, but you grew up in Taos, right?
Yeah, born and raised in Taos, yeah.
And tell us about growing up there. What was family like?
Well, I'm the youngest of four boys, all sort of shaken up and mixed together in under one roof. And my older brothers are all a lot older than me, really. I'm youngest by 7 or so years. So perhaps that might explain why, I don't know, all my friends are older. And I hang out, and I listen to older music, maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe something there.
Yeah, you're writing songs with Michael Martin Murphy.
Yeah, he's only 82 now, right. You know. But no, it was wonderful. It's a wonderful place to grow up. A little bit of like a Wild West world. When I was only about 12 or so, all my older brothers were gone because they grew up and went to college and left town, you know. Yeah. So in some ways, I was like an only kid in my teenage years. You know, felt like we were kind of turned loose at a young age. Mm-hmm. Some of my friends and I, raised up by the competitive nature that we embodied.
Right. Yeah. And it was an older brother with a Les Paul that you started picking up and playing? Is that the...
Yeah, that's true. My brother, Zach.
Yeah.
He had a guitar, and I played it. Every time he set it down, I would pick it up. And he eventually started showing me a few songs here and there. And next thing you know, Santa Claus brought me one, and now I'm in Ashland on the radio talking to you.
Excellent. So you were part of or founded or ran a folk festival in New Mexico? Is it?
Yeah, the Red River Folk Festival. I started that with a friend, and it was a wonderful event that we put it on for about 8 years and decided to... I decided to focus more on my own music and my own records and things, but that was a wonderful time and a wonderful invitation to the community at large, both artists and fans alike. We drew quite a crowd for a number of years there.
Great. And I saw you just got back from a big raft trip in New Mexico. Tell us, is that that's something you've been part of as well? What's that like?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. So you've probably heard of these musical rafting trips or music cruises. Mm-hmm. Ke'amo is one that I've done a few times, where you bring a festival and you mix it with some sort of travel activity or something.
Right.
For a while there, we were talking about moving train cars to all the Harvey hotels and putting on shows. That was logistically challenging, but we thought, why get that complicated when we can load everybody onto rafts on a river and float them downstream and set up camp and put on campfire concerts and stuff, which is sort of what you're mentioning there.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just did a couple of those last month in New Mexico along the Rio Chama near Abiquiu, New Mexico, a beautiful area where Georgia O'Keeffe famously resided and was inspired by the landscape.
Yeah. Great. You've been doing this for quite a while now. You got through the COVID years. And now music, to me, kind of the industry changed with COVID. How are you feeling about the music industry?
Well,
I notice you're playing some minor chords now.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. It's interesting. It's always changing, which it changes so quick. I mean, all of a sudden TikTok.
Right.
And I don't even know. Now I'm talking about it. It's probably something else now. But, I'm for one have never been too excited to take part in social media. I'm sure I should be live on my Instagram right now, and I'm not, you know. So I like to focus on just the music, which doesn't seem to be enough these days. I got a lot more to do than just write good songs and sing them well and show up. So, you know, it can be exhausting at times, but I feel that if the song is good enough, if it's interesting enough, then somebody else will take care of that other stuff. So that's where I'm at with the music industry. And I'm also really excited and proud to have miraculously achieved this second album, Memory Mountain, independently. We are our own label now, and we're doing well, yeah. You know?
Yeah, it's a good album, and it seems like it's kind of taken off, so that's great.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you.
Well, how about another song? What do you want to wrap up with?
Well, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my travels.
Sure.
You know, and again, thank you for having me, and I hope to see you later at Kaleidoscope, to where we moved our show. This will be the first ever show at Kaleidoscope.
Yeah, I haven't seen that as a music venue before, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, this was kind of just we're saving the storm by moving us underneath the patio at Kaleidoscope tonight.
Yeah.
show starts at 7 and pizza, they're already serving pizza, so you can go down there whenever. So this song is a country song, but it's really a protest song at heart. And well, before you judge what I'm protesting, listen to this. So as a traveling minstrel from the state of New Mexico, I meet people everywhere I go, and I have conversations with them, oftentimes similar questions and answers. You know, a lot of folks ask, well, where are you from? I always say, well, I'm from New Mexico. You might be surprised how often that answer elicits sort of some strange response or some confusion. People will say, sometimes they'll say things like, right here in the USA, people will say things like, you're from New Mexico? And I'll say, yeah. And they'll say something like, huh, well, you speak really good English. So, you know, one of our 50 is missing, and I aim to take up for it in this country song. So what I'm protesting in the song, I'm protesting against our fellow Americans who seem to be unaware that my home state, the state of New Mexico, is one of the 50 that makes up our nation.
All right.
So this old country song now goes like this. Beautiful desert, my pony up and died. Found my way to an old highway and put my thumb out for a ride. A team of crazed coyotes stopped and offered me a ride. They said, what do you know of New Mexico? And I turned to them and cried, it ain't new, and it ain't Mexico. Some things you ought to know, one and one is two. The sky is where the four winds blow, and corazón is contento. Some things you ought to know, like New Mexico. You know the trunk was filled with chili, headed west on I-40, destination headquarters, one man, Trader Joe. The deal was on the table for an insufficient sum. When the buyer had the nerve to ask, where the hell's this chili from? We said, it ain't new, and it ain't Mexico. Some things you ought to know, one and one is two. Skies where the four winds blow, and corazón is contento. Some things you ought to know, like New Mexico. Thank you. time I was at the Kansas City airport, and they asked me for ID. So I showed my driver's license to this gal at security. She said, although you speak good English, I cannot let you through, because for international travelers, only passports will do. We said, it ain't new, and it ain't Mexico. Some things you ought to know. Yeah, like one and one is two. Skies where the four winds blow. Corazón is contento. Some things you ought to know, like New Mexico. Yeah, no passports to show in New Mexico. USA.
Where is all that chili from? Great line. That was Max Gomez. New Mexico is the tune. He's my guest in a JPR live session performing tonight at Kaleidoscope Pizza with Shannon McNally. Tickets and information are at fryfamilyfarm.org. So coming up this weekend, you'll be in San Francisco for Hardly Strictly Bluegrass.
That's
What's after that? Do you ever get any time off?
No, I don't. Just maybe about a half hour after this to go explore Ashland. Hardly Strictly, this is like an amazing show that I was invited to this year. I'm going to try to sit in and see my heroes and play music and visit the city. And then we moved down to Watsonville, which is very close to Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
Play a show there, then down to Los Angeles, then over to Nashville to play the You Got Gold John Prine Festival.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
And so on and so forth.
Wow. Well, great luck on the tour and the continued success of the new album, Memory Mountain. We appreciate you stopping in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
JPR Live Sessions are engineered by John Griffin of Luna's End Studios, made possible with help from the Talent Club, with live music and cold drinks in a casual atmosphere in Talent, Oregon. Their live music schedule is at talentclublive.com. Later on, you can find this and all of our JPR Live Sessions at ijpr.org and wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to like JPR Music on Facebook and at Jefferson Public Radio on Instagram. I'm Dave Jackson. Thanks for listening to JPR Live Sessions on the Rhythm and News Service of listener-supported Jefferson Public Radio.